This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Okay, anonymous friend of Dana, I have heard your complaint. Not one song at the top of the hour today was recorded before 2020.
Praise
me. Wow.
Not one.
Look at you branching out.
We're going for the younger demo today. Yes, we are.
Now, tomorrow he'll be right back stuck into the 80s.
Oh, we're doing Simple Minds.
For today.
Yeah.
We'll take an adventure.
Christopher Cross.
I
don't know if we're going to have time.
Today is a little like opposites day. I'm wearing a skirt and a suit jacket.
You look very nice.
I cannot remember the last time I did that. Was so honored and just exhilarated to be asked to attend the Win for KC Women's Sports Awards this year. And it's at the Sprint Center now. That is how big this thing has become, where people will buy tickets, Scott,
now, is
to go.
It in the main area?
Yeah, to watch the Win for KC folks like deliver awards at the highest level of sport for our women all over Kansas and Missouri. And it is so inspiring. They brought up every high school female, either individual or team, that took home state for every sport, Scott. So the state winners in gymnastics, the state winners in track and field, the state winners in soccer, swim and dive, all of those girls got to come up and be recognized at the T-Mobile Center in nice. Front of this huge crowd that was also there not only to support our young athletes, but they had six amazing achievement winners that we'll get to in a moment. Oh, and Caitlin Clark.
She was there. Caitlin Clark was there.
Was in the house. Oh,
nice.
My gosh.
Did she get an award?
Well, she's just there for being awesome and being Caitlin Clark and being such a fierce advocate for women's sports. And there was a moderated Q&A with her for about 30 minutes. And she talked about everything, talked about her love of the Chiefs, talked about perseverance and mental health in sports, and just what a phenomenal human being and ambassador for all of our girls. It was lovely. But one of the things that stood out to me that will be a topic on this program were the six main award winners that were brought up on that stage. And these are young women and women, Scott, who have changed sports or are so outstanding in their field, they were recognized individually.
So who was like the female athlete of the year?
Well, they didn't have that. Oh. Well, you could make the argument, I suppose. They had...
that would have to be Caitlin Clark, right?
Timwa Chwenga with the KC Current. Was
oh, she is amazing. Oh. We also just signed a new 3-year extension with her, so she is not going anywhere.
She's at training, so she was not able to be there because she was at training camp.
Uh-huh. But, what did she win?
She won the Be Bold Award for being such an amazing teammate. They recognized Melissa Lambert with the Kansas City Royals, and if you don't know her name, look her up. She is the director of behavioral science for the entire organization. So that, you know, we are starting to see psychologists. And psychiatrists with teams and in colleges. My God, we need that so bad.
But they've been around for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, teams do hire psychiatrists and psychologists because
to travel with the team,
especially in baseball. You've heard the term slump. If a player gets into a slump, they need to figure out what's going on in their brain. Why are they, you know, swinging at bad pitches? Why are they not playing up to speed? How can we work with that player to get them out of that slump?
But also working with the coaching staff to help the players be as good as they can be. And working with the players, Scott, just life happens off the field.
Sure, of course.
And so Melissa Lambert was there to accept that award. Right. Park Hill South, my goodness, Addison Bjorn has 50 college scholarship offers. She's a junior to go play basketball.
Wow.
And more will come.
Oh, I'm telling you, this was a who's who of great athletic.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Achievement.
Good for you.
Last thing I'm going to say, we are working to get her on the program. They recognized Amber Clark. Google Amber Clark, gold medalist, flag football.
Are you sure that flag football is in the Olympics?
Scott Parks.
Flag football is most certainly in the Olympics.
She is a two-time gold medal winner. She is currently a head coach at St. Mary's University in Leavenworth.
Very familiar.
And her story of wanting to play football so bad her entire life and being told, well, girls can't play football. Girls can't play football. That's ridiculous. You'll get hurt. You can't play. She even said her own dad said at one point in the interviews, he said, I told her, absolutely not. You cannot play football. And that joke's on me because she has gone on to do amazing things with that career. Good. And I don't know if you saw this. I believe it was yesterday. Roger Goodell. This was on Twitter and I think on all social platforms, Sam. Roger Goodell is saying they are working very hard behind the scenes to bring women's flag football to the United States.
I'm sure they are.
In a more streamlined way.
Well, they switched the Pro Bowl over last year or the year before to being flag football, so they are all in on the flag football game.
Well, here it is.
Commissioner Goodell just announced the NFL is aggressively exploring the creation of a professional flag football league for women and men. Women who excel at this sport will finally get the chance to play it professionally and at the Olympic level.
Sounds great.
Well, you know why they went to flag football at the Pro Bowl is nobody. I mean, it was a joke.
No one will play. You don't want your players to be injured.
You don't want to get hurt. And I mean, the game was just a waste of 3 hours of your life because nobody was playing, you know, up to speed, up to snuff.
Not that you can't get injured playing flag football, but
it's a lot harder.
I don't know that I would agree with that either, but I think we all understand why the main stars leading up to the Super Bowl are going to take a pass on that.
Did you see Tiger Woods' mom died today?
Yeah.
What was her name? Coltida. She was 78 years old. He called her a force of nature. Tiger writing on Twitter, "It is with heartfelt sadness that I want to share that my dear mother has passed away early this morning. My mom was a force of nature all her own. Her spirit was simply undeniable. Mm-hmm. She was quick with the needle and a laugh. She was my biggest fan, greatest supporter. And without her, none of my personal achievements would have even been possible."
You've seen her a thousand times. Sure. She's always the ropes. Was always there cheering him on.
She and Tiger's dad, Earl, got married in Brooklyn in 1969 after meeting in Thailand 3 years earlier while Earl was serving in the Vietnam War. Okay.
That is a long, beautiful life.
So, Caitlin spoke at the event today.
Mm-hmm.
How long?
About 30 minutes she was up there. It was really empowering. Like, you leave there going, yes!
Tell me you tried to get a picture with Caitlin Clark, but you couldn't even get close.
No, and we were, you know, we had very, very good seats.
You didn't run at her and scream, "I'm not crazy!"
I did not, because, I mean, she's had some issues with security.
610 Sports, 610 Sports.
Yeah, so you don't want to be jumping out of the bushes.
Caitlin, Dana, 610 Sports.
Trying to get at Caitlin Clark. But I'm thrilled she's in town, and you know what? She told this story that she... Stop it.
Travis, 610 Sports, 610 Sports.
Shout out to 610, baby. All the hometown. Man, it's been amazing, man. I can't wait to see what this crowd looks like. It's going to be electric, man.
Happy birthday to my mom, Big Juicy.
Happy birthday, mama.
I'll tell you this. I don't think even today anyone can get that close to Travis Kelce either.
You have no shame. You've never even worked for 610 Sports.
And Dusty was standing right there like, what are you doing?
I'm 610 adjacent.
Literally.
Okay.
I just didn't have time to get that out. Anyway, congratulations to all the women and to all the high school young women that were acknowledged today for your role and your participation and getting all the way to state. That is amazing.
So yesterday we talked about the soaring price of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what Waffle House did today?
We take off the Grand Slam special, did we?
No, it's still on there. For every egg that we have to use, 50-cent surcharge.
It's going
to
cost you.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. Mm-hmm. And more Americans, we'll get into this in just a minute, more and more Americans are looking into, can I get a backyard chicken?
Okay, so if you look at Google, is that recently trending as one of the most asked questions?
Yes. It has skyrocketed.
Getting a backyard chicken may not solve all your problems.
No, it's one egg a day, and then, newsflash, you have to take care of the chicken.
But in Roland Park, you can have up to 6 chickens in your backyard.
In most municipalities, I believe you can have either 4 or 6.
Well, what if you want to go on vacation? Can you just leave them? I feel like no.
No.
Well, you don't take your dog on vacation. You get the neighbor to help you with the
dog. It's one thing to say, can you let my dog out? It's another thing to say, can you come hang out with my chickens?
And the chickens might get sick. That's the problem.
I'm going to look up if I can have a chicken in Western Shawnee.
You most certainly can.
One egg a day, baby. One egg a day.
Every municipality has a minimal chicken restriction based on the acreage that you have. I don't believe they're banned in any city outright.
Are you sure about that?
Check your HOA.
Your HOA might say something different.
Okay, yes. In Shawnee, Kansas, you can have chickens in your backyard, but you need a special animal permit.
They never trust me, Dan. They never believe what I say.
A special animal permit.
You can have no more than 10 chickens in Shawnee.
I want to talk about this. Are you thinking about getting a chicken?
Now, they will pay for themselves over time, but at first, it's going to cost more to get up and running,
it's
get the coop, get the
egg
feed.
A day.
Roosters are not allowed in the city of Shawnee.
But why do breakfast places charge so much per egg anyway?
Well, they have to get their eggs somewhere, too.
But I mean, prior to this crisis, you want to add 2 extra eggs, $4.
Well, no, that's just $1. Capitalism.
If you want to add 2 extra eggs, it's only $1.
I'm texting my friend who owns a farm, and I'm asking her to call in about her chickens. Because, I mean, you are the most popular person on the planet right now if you own chickens.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Story here from the Associated Press. The Waffle House restaurant chain is putting a 50-cent per egg surcharge in place temporarily due to the biggest bird flu outbreak in a decade. The Georgia company said that the resulting egg shortage has led to a dramatic increase in its costs. The average price per dozen eggs nationwide hit $4.15 in December. That is not quite as high as it was 2 years ago at $4.82. The restaurant's 2-egg breakfast, which comes with toast and a side, listed at $7.75 earlier this morning.
Now, you guys do remember 2 years ago where they were saying that the prices were skyrocketing nationally, but we didn't really see it here. The highest it got was like $3.95. And now it's just out of control. I mean, $15.69 yesterday.
There were a couple of times I remember being at the store and it was $4-something.
It was $15.49 at my local, very well-known grocery store.
That's why I find it hard to believe that this is not as bad as the spike 2 years ago. Now, obviously, they're talking about a national average, so I don't know what it costs in Mobile, Alabama.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you Google right now, should I, the first thing that pops
is
up
that
is
true?
Buy a chicken. Here's the answer. No, you should not buy a chicken. If you are not prepared to commit significant time and effort required for their care, including daily feedings and watering, cleaning their coop, providing veterinary attention when needed, if you live in an area with limited space for a secure enclosure, if you have concerns about noise, if you are worried about predators in your area, or if your local cities don't allow it, essentially, if you cannot provide a safe and healthy environment for the chicken, do not buy one because you want an egg. And I just reached out to my friend Heather. She is surrounded by chickens as we speak. She said, please, God, do not go out and buy a chicken.
Yeah, if you have wild animals in your neighborhood, bobcats, coyotes,
dogs,
and they have never made their way into your backyard, get a couple of chickens. They'll be back there very quickly.
See, I would have to get a fence in Shawnee. I would also, it has to be 10 feet away from my property line and 40 feet away from any other house or building.
Will I'm they out. Let you build a fence in Western Shawnee?
They do allow fences in Western Shawnee. James in Garden City. James, hello.
What do you guys want to know?
Well, you say they...
doesn't even allow you to have chickens.
You say they never pay for themselves, James. What do you mean never?
Well, a hen costs $2.50 to $5 when they're a chick. You got to put grower feed on them when they're little. That's like $20 for a 50-pound bag.
Okay.
They're on that for about a month or two. And then each bag of feed, as a 50-pound bag, goes to $13. So put in your shavings and all your other good stuff. You got to take care of them. You'll never see a profit unless you're running hundreds of birds and you're just mechanized all the way.
How many chickens do you have?
Right now, 15, but I had 50 at one time.
You had 50 at one time. So fair to say you never purchased an egg, like commercially at a grocery store, but you're saying the math does not add up if you want to do it for profit.
Not really. You got to be so big to make a profit. Or to even balance your own checkbook at the end of the month.
So if I got 10...
They're not hard. That story made it sound like they're so hard to keep chickens. They're not. I've left my house for a week with plenty of water, plenty of feed, and I got home and they were just fine. But there is some work to it. Veterinary care, you don't vet care a $3 hen. You just kind of...
James! Oh my gosh!
No, seriously, if
you
the
know
chicken...
How much a vet cost?
Yeah, if the chicken got
cost
sick...
How much your dog?
Yeah. All right, James. If the chicken gets sick, there is such a thing as a knife.
Okay.
Wow. It's $5 to get a new one. I mean, you might as well just go get a new one.
We talked about the noise. Go to Heather on line 2.
Heather, hello.
Hi, honey.
Hello.
Are you there with Crazy Chicken Dana?
I'm here with Crazy Chicken Dana. She's looking right at us.
Have you heard?
What was that? Was that a rooster?
That's a rooster. Yep, 104. Yeah, we have 40 birds, 36 of them are hens, and 4 roosters.
And Heather, remind everyone, you used to live in the city, and then you traded that in for the farm life, and you have the most stunning, beautiful property. But this is work. I watched you do this. It is work.
Yes. Absolutely work. It is not profitable. Our eggs are probably $50 a dozen.
tell him we said hello.
Yes. He's trying to tell me all about it. Chickens, I mean, I will say they're easy to keep. They're fun. They're entertaining. We literally have, like, drinking games, like who's going to go to bed first, who gets the top roost.
That guy is very vocal. That? What's going on back there?
Hey, Heather, will you do me a favor? Because we have more questions. But will you just take the phone away from your ear and
just let us hear
the ambient noise?
So here we go. Let me see if I can get some guineas riled up for you, too, because that's, And goats. We have goats.
Of course you do.
Guys, can you say hi? No. Now everybody has ceased. They're like kids. They're like, no.
You said earlier, Heather, the eggs are about $50 a dozen. You mean like when all is said and done and all of the costs you've put in for you guys and you have a stunning farm, it's about $50 a dozen math-wise.
Yeah. I mean, jokingly, but with 40 birds, we go through about 3 bags of feed every 2 weeks, and a bag of feed is about $20. So... That's $60.
Would it be cheaper to eat the eggs from your little farm or to buy them in a grocery store?
I mean, it's probably cheaper to buy them from a grocery store, but for us, we have the space, we have the time. It's a hobby for us. We enjoy it. It's our entertainment. But
there he is. What a nerd.
Yeah, that... That's Bruce Almighty. That's who's talking to us now. Earlier, we had Colonel Sanders. and Fabio. But
Fabio, of course, yes. Yes. Do they poop? Then, do they poop a lot?
Oh yes, yeah. And chicken poop stinks.
It does?
Like chicken poop stinks bad. Yes. Yeah. Huh. Like we have 8 goats, and their poop and pee does not smell near as bad as chicken poop. They're very much smell, and people don't. Have you guys talked about chicken facts yet? Like
no.
Chicken what?
A lot of people chicken facts.
Like, no.
People don't understand. Our biggest question is: you do not have to have a rooster in order for hens to lay eggs.
No, you need a rooster to get a chick.
But you do need a rooster to fertilize egg, correct? But here's the tricky part, and why a lot of people don't just let their roosters and their hens hatch their eggs, is because the majority of the time you end up with more roosters than you do hens. And then you have to have the conversation and make the decision on what do you do with all these roosters, because in a flock of 40 chickens, you really only need 1 or 2 roosters to fertilize your eggs. So then currently we have roosters that are separated because they're fighting with each other.
Yeah.
And then...
Do you call that cockfighting, Heather?
Okay.
Well, yeah, we call it a lot of things, but that's one.
Last question. We joked.
Wow.
We joked about having you bring one of the chickens in to lay an egg in the studio. I don't think it's that simple. But
they're very picky. There's a whole process to them laying eggs.
Well, Heather, I want to go on record. I think that's a bad idea.
I think it's a great idea. And we auction the egg off for charity.
There we go. Yeah, a golden egg.
Hey, will you answer me this, Heather? Why do farm fresh eggs look different than the eggs I buy in the store?
Well, for one, farm fresh eggs have only been sitting there for a day or two. Man, there's like so much information, because there's like the bloom, which is around the egg that protects it. So when a farm chicken lays an egg, they create that egg, and it comes down their little reproductive system, and it collects what's called a bloom, B-L-O-O-M, and that prevents the egg from being porous. So we don't refrigerate our eggs. They just sit on our counter. And so they haven't been sitting there for days or weeks on end. When you get an egg from the grocery store, I mean, it can be a couple months that it's been sitting there. So, and they wash them so that they look all nice and clean and pretty and no poop on them. So that makes it now porous, which then starts decaying, like the egg starts to break down because it's now porous. So it's open to, you know, the air and the decomposing process. Also, our chickens free range, so they are getting a huge variety of food ingredients. They're getting bugs, they're getting grass, they're getting seeds, they're getting all kinds of things. Whereas like store-bought eggs, those chickens are just getting fed a scratch mix.
Yeah.
So there's no variety to it. There's no, you know, sustenance to it.
Go ahead. Heather, I'm going to put you on hold. Hang on.
It's fascinating.
I still have more questions.
Out to that farm. It's one of the most fun afternoons we've ever had.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Steve III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I find Heather fascinating. She has 36 hens and 4 roosters, moved to the country from Leawood. Heather, are you still there?
I am.
Okay. By the way, you're so fascinating. The text line is blowing up with questions for you.
All right. Let's do this.
Let's see if we can do it. All right. Please ask Heather how she feels about store-bought eggs being labeled as vegetarian fed because chickens are not vegetarians by nature. Is that true?
That is very true. I would never make my chickens vegetarian. They would not thrive. I don't feel like that would be. Ooh.
So they eat meat?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What kind of meat do they eat?
Any kind of meat. They'll even eat chicken.
Heather, help me explain, because you and I have known each other for many decades. You used to live in Leawood. You were a Leawood mama right alongside me.
Yep.
And then you moved once or twice and then ended up in the space where you are now. But I asked you this when I visited the Bloom Room and your beautiful farm. Like, what was the learning curve for you and your husband when you got this farm?
So, I mean, we actually, from Leawood, we moved to 151st in Quivira. So we were lucky. We had 2.5 acres there. That's kind of what introduced us to the chicken world. So we have kept chickens for about 15 years. But I mean, I will say chickens are extremely easy to take care of. They just require more feed and caregiving than, you know, than going out and just getting a chicken to make your own egg.
Then most people realize.
Opposed. Yeah. I'm not opposed. I think everybody honestly should have chickens in their backyard. If you had one hen per family member, I think that would make a huge difference. It would teach, you know, people, children, the facts about chickens. Like, for instance, people don't understand that, like we talked about briefly, that you do not need a rooster in order for a hen to lay eggs. Also, roosters do not have male anatomy. They fertilize.
Keep it clean.
What's that?
Keep it clean.
And that's what I'm trying to use my words carefully. They fertilize almost like a spray over the hens. We talked about the bloom, how that protects the egg. Also, people who have egg allergies typically to like store-bought eggs or if they go out to eat, restaurants, that sort of stuff. I have egg sensitivity, which is kind of why we ended up getting chickens to begin with, is when you have fresh eggs, your chances of that lessen significantly because you don't have the breakdown of the nutrients in the egg, of store-bought eggs.
It's the way we process it, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's the way we process it. So I can eat our eggs. I cannot eat eggs out at a restaurant, like breakfast places.
Really?
Nope. Oh, I say I can. I just need to make sure that there's a restroom nearby when I'm later.
Oh, you're kind of like a Sam Stevie. I got it.
Yep, which is what most people, that's their association to having an egg sensitivity. The color of the egg depends on the breed of chicken, and you can tell what color an egg a chicken is going to lay just based on the color of their ears. So if a chicken has red ears, then she will lay brown eggs. If a chicken has white ears, then she will lay white eggs.
Now, I've seen farm fresh eggs that were like spotted.
Yeah. That kind of just depends, again, on the breed of the chicken, or sometimes older chickens will start to get a little bit spotted, their cycle, life cycle starts to slow down, and they don't produce as much, so they start getting that bloom as it comes through the reproductive system. That egg collects that bloom, and the bloom is actually what determines like what color that egg ends up being. So they all start out white, but then, like I said, if they have red ears, they'll have brown eggs because the bloom that goes around the egg makes it that color.
Scott, you need to go visit her farm. She showed me the ears. It is the most fascinating education.
I didn't know they had ears.
You need to have elementary school kids come out. She has bees. Heather, I could have talked to you all day about the bees.
Yes, bees are extraordinary.
So the yolks from farm fresh eggs are much darker, much richer in their yellow color. Why is that?
That is because if they are free range, then kind of like we talked about, they get a variety of food to choose from. So like right now in the winter, our eggs are not, like the yolk is much brighter than a store-bought egg. But now come spring, summer, man, sometimes it's almost this fluorescent golden marigold color yolk because they're getting so much insects. And the type of foliage that is around makes a difference. Like when everything starts blooming, you know, our chickens have about an acre to free range, and half of that is wooded with ground cover, and the other half is open like pasture. So they get to stir up all those, like all the logs that are deteriorating. They get all the grubs and the worms and any foliage. We have lots of elderberry, gooseberry, like wild foliage that grows. So they just, as things bloom and come in season, their egg yolks will turn different colors.
So the richer the color of the yolk, the more nutrients per se?
Yes. Yeah. The more variety, I would say. Because currently their nutrients are high. It's just, it's not as much variety. So their eggs just aren't as bright. Now we do things like we add red pepper flakes and oregano to their feed. That one, chickens don't taste heat, so the red pepper flakes.
Wait, they don't taste spices?
No way, I didn't know that either.
No, they do not. So technically people, the only reason we react to it is technically an allergy to the pepper, which then creates the heat.
When you were living the high life in Leawood, did you ever think that you would be on the radio talking about chickens?
No. I thought I would be like on a golf course in the golf cart with my drink. So, nope, I did not.
Okay.
I love it. I wouldn't change it, though. It's definitely fascinating. I need less vacations now because of the way we live.
So you have Fabio. You have Bruce Almighty.
And Colonel Sanders.
It sounds.
And then we have T-O-O, because that's Bruce Almighty's son.
Got it. So, okay. It sounds to me like you've gotten attached to these chickens or roosters.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I once spent $450 on a chicken, took it to the vet because it got frostbite on its toes because his harem, his girls, knocked him off of the roosting bar one night, and he got frozen to the bottom of the coop.
Poor buddy.
Yeah, his name was Napoleon. He was a little show, little teeny tiny Sarama.
So Napoleon's no longer with us.
No, no.
Bless his heart. No. Those women said, out!
Are they as dumb as they look?
No, no. Chickens are actually very smart. Well, some of them. We have some dumb ones. But we have some favorites that have actual names.
Wait, Heather, real quick. Wait. Before we go to break, you have to hear this. Do you know that there's an actual meaning, Scott, behind the phrase, what's up, chicken butt? And Heather, no. You have to explain. I learned all these things going to her farm. What is what's up, chicken butt?
So we say what's up, chicken butt. As we know, chickens have a really fluffy butt. But the best way to, if you've got to catch a chicken and do any work or clip their wings or assess their health, is we grab a chicken and we kind of invert them upside down and hold them under your arm like you would a football.
Yes.
So then their head is down, like in the crook of your elbow, armpit. Mm-hmm. Their butt sticks up, so it's a nice fluffy butt. So then you've got, what's up, fluffy butt?
That is where that is where that comes from. And she brought over Chicken Dana and she said, give him to me. And she just handled him like a football. She just flipped that little guy over. His butt went straight up in the air and then they just go, it's like this calming thing for them.
Like they go numb?
Yes.
They feel very secure. That's very common. It actually will hypnotize them. So then you can do whatever it is you need to do to assess, you know, do they have mites? Are they clean? Are they something going on? That's just the best way. It's the best way to transport them to carry them if you've got to carry them from one place to the other.
All right. Last question. Then we got to go. Have you ever eaten any of your chickens?
I have not eaten any of our chickens. Our chickens stay on the property until they expire. They get a freeload off of us for however many years that takes.
When they go to the big farm in the sky.
And then they go to the big farm in the sky. So with that said, if our chickens expire, it's usually of old age or an illness. Therefore, we would not consume them.
Hmm. Heather, fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for your time.
Be well, my friend. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Be well. Take care. 913-586-7798. I never thought when this show started almost 14 years ago that we would do 30 minutes on raising chickens.
It was one of the most calming, lovely. Huh. There's no light noise on her farm. There's no noise pollution on the farm. Did you hear her say she takes fewer vacations?
No noise pollution. Did you hear the sound in the background?
It is this natural, lovely space. And the noise that you hear with the farm animals, Scott, is not pollution noise.
Well, it's the good frequencies that we talked about the other day versus what we have in the city, which are bad frequencies.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Yeah, very nice, Sam.
Oh, Three Little Birds by Bob Marley.
And if they were stressed out, you would just put their butts up in the air.
What's up, chicken butt?
Knock them out. They go into a trance.
I love idioms. That was a good piece of knowledge.
Very
I appreciate
nice.
That.
Okay, speaking of trance, we might have to bring this back as a topic in the 3 o'clock hour, but this just came into my inbox. A woman in Leavenworth County has been found guilty after threatening a woman claiming she was a witch.
Oh, boy.
A jury has convicted a 56-year-old Leavenworth woman who claimed her neighbor was a witch responsible for casting a hex on her.
What's a hex?
Christina, well, you'd know it if it was cast upon you.
Well, yeah, of course. But I've never had a hex.
Christina Stafford was found guilty of criminal threat. The charges stem from an incident in May of 2024 in which Stafford shouted threats and vowed to kill the victim, a fellow resident of her downtown Leavenworth neighborhood. At the time of the threat, the victim was loading two children into a car. Stafford declared she was going to retrieve a gun, and the victim fled the scene. Stafford later stated she believed the victim and her husband were witches who had placed a hex on her.
Which is a curse.
She blamed them for a recent streak of misfortune.
Yeah, it's a magical spell or a charm that can cause harm.
Believed to be supernatural.
It is supernatural, not just believed to be. Mm. However, does she not know that killing the person who placed said hex with a firearm will not remove said hex?
No, it will not, Sam.
In fact, it will permanently make sure that said hex is never removed because it can only be removed by the person.
Because it would be a continuation of the misfortune.
You're not unhexing anyone. In fact, I think you're multiplying the hex.
You can't de-hex yourself.
What's the plural of a hex? Is it hexes?
Hexi. It's multiple. Hexi.
That's a great question, actually.
Because if I put more than one hex on you, have I given you hexes or hexis?
You're just dead at that point. It is hexes.
Hexes.
Give your exes hexes.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Texas.
Look, get out. Get out.
There are neighbors. There are bad neighbors. And then there's this woman.
The one who's placing the hexes on this.
I would like to know what the string of misfortune was.
I'm just trying not to laugh when you say misfortune.
Didn't get the front parking space in front of the library.
Is this like crayon crown?
It's a string of misfortune. Ooh, I do have a word.
Misfortune? It's misfortune.
That I've been mispronouncing my entire life. And listen to this, Scott. I tried to spell it today, and it had the little red angry line under it as if you've misspelled something.
Is it mature?
And I said to Sam, how do you spell this word? And Sam spells it out, and I go, no.
What is the word?
It's saying no. It's embarrassing.
Say it.
It's embarrassing.
Say the word. Please.
Perseverance, I've also been mispronouncing.
Perseverance.
There's no extra R in there, which is why it was saying it was misspelled.
That is correct.
I thought there was something wrong with my computer.
We have to persevere.
Can we get the pronouncer on misfortune?
I was saying persevere.
Misfortune sounds
well,
like...
Well, but she keeps saying misfortune.
I like Miss Wheel of Fortune.
Sounds like a dancer.
It's perseverance, which doesn't sound as regal as perseverance.
No, it doesn't.
Can we persevere to break? Because we're about to be late.
We can persevere to break.
Yeah.
Sam's the human equivalent of the red angry line.
We have the great fortune of having Dan read us the news here in just a moment on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.